Welcome to the Live Lucky podcast, where we discuss the lucky strategies that bridge the gap between who you are and who you want to be. I'm your host, Blake Suzelis. Get ready to face the worst of yourself, shift your perspectives, deepen your love, and broaden your wisdom to live and lead others in a lucky life. Welcome back to the Live Lucky podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in, guys. So today is going to be a different take on the question, what is possible? And I just want to warn you guys, you know, this is, it's going to be a heavy episode. I'm not holding back a lot of punches here. So if you are not ready to really grow in the area of death by suicide today, then this is not going to be a time for you to listen. Yesterday, I was asked to do another episode. You know, it's been a couple weeks since I posted my last episode here, and this beautiful human being was probably not expecting such a heavy subject as we're talking about death by suicide today, especially knowing that this wonderful person, suicide has really affected her in such an intimate way. What I didn't tell her yesterday was that 6 days ago, a friend of mine on the other side of the country died by suicide. And actually, while I'm recording this episode, at this very moment, he's being buried. This is for you, Joe, and anyone else who has died by suicide. I'm offering this episode as a way for him to live on, positively influencing as many people who will listen to this. So the truth is, guys, most of us walk around with masks on. You know, some are more elaborate and, you know, cover more than others. But we all do it, right? You know, for example, you know, anxiety is about work. We might just go home and tell our spouse and our kids, everything's fine, nothing to worry about. You know, we might be experiencing terrible relationship pain. And we just kind of go about our days at work and, you know, everywhere else in the world without even showing any hint that we're in such pain. We might be feeling inadequate as a parent, but we're so afraid that we're going to be judged by the people around us because we feel like we're supposed to be able to make sure these kids of ours, we control them so they act perfectly. Or maybe we're just fearing we're being a burden to everybody around us. There's no shortage of lists here, right? But we all understand the masks we're wearing when we are around people, even the people that we love. So why do we do it? Well, from my perspective as a therapist, I think there's three reasons. Safety, acceptance, and love. You know, I believe that these are the three most basic psychological needs everybody is striving to get. And when we are not experiencing these things, we create some pretty wild strategies sometimes to get these things met. You know, so for example, you know, if you have a child who is throwing a tantrum, you know, instead of just looking at the behavior as good or bad or right or wrong, try to understand them through the lenses of safety, acceptance, and love. Like, what need are they trying to express that they need right now? Maybe they don't feel safe to even ask you for a need, you know? So anyway, it really comes down to those three basic needs. We want to feel safe. We want to feel acceptable, and we want to feel lovable. So what if we were seen for who we really are? And this is where I'm going to take it to a different perspective. So often we just see these people walking around us and being around us all day long. We just see them as a bunch of bodies, you know. But I'm going to invite you into a different perspective here. I'm going to say that you're just seeing a bunch of vehicles. Every body that you see around you, all you're seeing is their vehicle. What I'm suggesting is we are each infinite beings inside of these bodies. Okay? I mean, if you're spiritual, religious, you get this because obviously this is what you're taught from a very young age, that you know, who we are is not our body. We, when these bodies die, we keep going, right? The real us, the true us, not these bodies. These bodies are going to stay here, you know? Now, what you believe about after happens and all those kind of things, you know, I'm not here to tell you what that is, but for the majority, I think it's 80 to 90% of the population in the world believes that we have a soul or a spirit, and that's who we really are. And these bodies are just a vehicle for us to be able to have this very physical experience. And so that's what I'm inviting you into. And so as we're thinking about suicide, it's so easy to just ask, well, why do people do this? Like, how could they be so selfish, you know? And again, I'm going to invite you in a different perspective here. And you're not going to like this, but I'm going to say we are all accomplices in every death by suicide. That's a heavy statement, I know. And you can push back and say, well, I was not the person who, you know, did the act, right? I wasn't the person who made this person do what they did. But what I am saying is we're not creating an environment where people feel safe to explore and express themselves fully. We walk around with masks on because we cannot trust that we'll be accepted for being a little bit different than what we were told maybe. And this is a generational thing. Because, you know, for example, you know, my parents were taught by their parents who were taught by their parents, and we're all taught how to be and how to act. And you're not acceptable if you're not like this. Right? We cannot trust that we will be loved beyond just these problematic vehicles. And that's on me. That's on you. That's on all of us. No one person is to blame for this. This is all of us collectively, because we have not created an environment for each other that is safe, accepting, and loving. That's on all of us. Because what we tend to do is we just look at the vehicles and we don't look past the vehicle to see that infinite being that is housed in this vehicle. And sometimes we are given these vehicles that are not working as well as other people's. For example, and I know I've brought this up many times, you know, I was born with a birth defect, you know, and my vehicle was not perfect coming out of the womb even, very physically obvious. You know, my intestines were on the outside of my stomach. Okay, these vehicles are not perfect. Some people's vehicles function problematically in ways that you cannot see. Mine was very physical. You could tell, okay, something's going on here. But there's a lot of people whose vehicles are problematic in the terms of neurochemistry, right? Or other ways internally that we can't see. And so what do? We put on the mask, right? Because I'm being expected to be a certain way, and if I'm not, it's not safe. Because I will never be accepted or loved. And this is so hard to hear, guys, but the most religious and spiritual groups tend to be the biggest culprits of this. And again, I'm putting myself in those groups. I've been like that. Not proud of it. And I'm continually trying to grow through all of those things. But every time we look down at someone for the way they look or dress, or judge them for a tattoo or a piercing or a hairstyle that we don't see as, you know, in the norm, we're judging them for the way their vehicle is not properly working. We're criticizing them for how they should be doing things. We're finding fault in how they're coping with their pain. Under the mask. In the vehicle. Right? Think about these faulty vehicles, and we've talked about our emotional brains and how sometimes when our emotional brains get so overwhelmed, it literally shuts down our thinking brain. If you think of this, you know, I'm going to kind of switch analogies here of our bodies being vehicles to thinking of it as a house. You know, our nervous system and our brain and our spinal cord and all the reaches out to our fingertips and toes and then nervous system, it's an electrical system, just like in your house. So what happens if the load gets too high in your house? You have too many things plugged on, too many things plugged in and on. What happens to the breaker? The breaker blows and you lose power to the entire house. Our bodies are no different. Our nervous system, which is run by our brain, like our brain is electrical, sometimes it gets overwhelmed because there's too much load and it shuts down. And then we cannot access our thinking brain. Okay? So we can see the world as just a bunch of broken vehicles. And we could just see it as a big pile of, you know, big junkyard of just broken vehicles all over the place. People driving these junkers around, right? We could see that. You know, we could just keep looking at all the masks. Or we could see the infinite souls that reside in those bodies. That's the true them. That's the true you. And guys, we know why we do it. We know why we judge. We know why we criticize. And it's because we don't feel safe. We don't feel safe. When we don't feel safe, we try to control everything around us or just avoid and distract ourselves so we can create a sense of safety and security within. Again, this is a strategy. It's not who you are. And we can set down strategies in order to try different strategies. But this is the strategy that most of us do. We either over-control or we avoid and distract. Instead of just trusting that that person is doing the best that they can with the vehicle they have. And they're trying to cope and do and be the best version of them. So guys, I'm not asking you go out and start a nonprofit or join a group or volunteer every Saturday. And I'm not saying you can't do those things. Those are amazing things to do. But what I am asking you is to start with yourself. It starts with the way you treat yourself. I may not have shown it today, but I have a lot of empathy for us who are judging, who are criticizing. Because I know those who are the most judgmental and critical with the world around them, they're even worse to themselves. For the group that avoids facing those inner shadows and thinks they're loving others, hear me, please. Listening and understanding communicates love more than telling other people what to do or how to do their lives. Again, this is just a reflection of your own fears. You fear not being enough for the person in front of you. Again, you feel unsafe. It's just a strategy. I'm not faulting you for that, but what I am inviting you into is a different strategy. Don't make this about you. Make it truly about them. Genuinely listen, understand, and ask what they need. Most times, by the time you get to the question of, well, what do you need now? You've already given it to them. You were the gift. And all you had to do was create a safe, accepting, and loving environment where they could just share their experience and their pain of what's going on, allowing them to take off the mask. And it was you seeing this infinite being inside this problematic vehicle they're driving. That's a gift. So this is my ask for Joe and all the others who have died by suicide. Treat yourself well enough to where you don't have to judge others to feel safe. Create a safe, accepting, and loving environment within yourself, for yourself, so that everyone around you can take off the masks. What an amazing world that would be. But unfortunately, otherwise, we may never see who is really beneath the mask. So I know this was a heavy subject today, guys. And I appreciate you hearing this if you've listened to the end here. But if you need help understanding how to create this environment for yourself and others, find a guide. Find a guide. Therapist, pastor, whatever it is, find a guide. And obviously, Live Lucky Therapy is a self-guided option if you want to learn how to do this. This is built into the program. So in closing, guys, what is one thing you will take away from this episode today? What did you need to hear today? And then what are you going to do with it? How are you going to start treating yourself better so that you start? Because that's our first relationship, guys. Our relationship with ourselves is our first relationship. That's how we learn how to relate to the world. So if you don't have a good relationship with you, you're really not going to have a good relationship with others. Again, thank you so much for hearing this message today. I know it's big and heavy. But remember, guys, living lucky and living limitless is not living alone. If this helped you, share it. Let's get this message out there. Let's help people take off the masks. We don't want to live in a world where we've got to constantly be hiding beneath these masks, not seen for who we really are. Those infinite beings just driving around these problematic vehicles. Let's help each other out, all right? Again, I love you guys, and I only want the best for you, and I hopefully that's how you're receiving this message today. But I do appreciate being with you today, and I look forward to discussing more about living lucky and limitless next time. All right, have a great day, guys.